The vibraphone setting on the piano is amusing to me because its range goes way beyond the range of an actual vibraphone. You can go as low as you want, or as high as you want. And there's something actually very fun about hearing what a vibraphone would probably sound like at those ranges. Anyway, this is for my mailing list, and it's also an update to YouTube that I plan on doing once a month at this point on what I'm up to professionally and also a little update on me personally. So if you're watching this, you probably already know who I am because you're on my mailing list, but my name is Ben Tibbetts. I'm a pianist and a composer. And this past month was a somewhat transitional month, I guess. I'm preparing for a move that I'll be making probably in early June. And although I haven't completely figured out where I'm going, I think I'm going to Austin, Texas. And the kind of excuse for this move, for this adventure, is that Austin appears to be growing very fast, and it appears to, it has been a hub for live music for some time. And I've also just never been. So this is going to be kind of an experimental move for me. It might be a good option for me as a pianist for my career, to be around lots of other musicians and to have opportunities perhaps to perform live. I've never lived in a large city, so that sounds like fun and sounds interesting to me. Anyway, that's what I'm planning to do in early June and preparing for now. And as part of those preparations in mid-May, I'll be taking a trip to Austin, driving to Austin, which is about 3 days from up here in Maine, and just checking it out. Other than that, things are pretty much the same. I'm still caregiving for my brother up here in central Maine, and he's doing great. He just celebrated his 30th birthday, and I think he's having a good time. I'm having a good time. We will be concluding the caregiving, at least for the time being, on May 10th, when our parents come home from Florida to resume helping him out, taking care of him. And that's when around that time, I'll be leaving for a trip to Austin. So that's what's up in my life, I suppose, personally. Things are good. It's good to see that people are kind of coming out of their homes. It seems like the virus is slowly, or I shouldn't say the virus, but the situation with respect to the virus this past year is changing, and people are coming out again, being in company again, and that's heartwarming to see. Donald and I both had our vaccines, and noticing people are becoming more comfortable, which is wonderful. It's also good news for me as a musician. It means I'll probably be playing more in person again, which I'm looking forward to. So I think that's about it for me personally. Let me show you some of the things I've been working on creatively, and I'm going to share my screen here for a second. So this is my website where I post pretty much everything I'm doing these days. And the website can be found at bentibbetts.net, 2 B's and 2 T's for the spelling. And this is a website that has a lot of free content, but it's also a place where you can support me if you wish. And I think many people, I feel uncomfortable asking for money for things. This is an awkward thing for me to ask, but if you enjoy my music, if you want to support me in some way, you can. And the way you can do that is to subscribe to my website. And if you become a subscriber, which is $4 a month, And it operates through PayPal. Basically, you put in your credit card, and it's very secure and very established in terms of safety. If you sign up for $4 a month, you can access the exclusive content, which I won't show on this page, but basically you just click here to log in. You type in the password that I'll email to you, and you can access the stuff on my exclusive content page. And right now, that's copies of the stuff in the audio store, which I'll go over today. It's a podcast that I've released only for subscribers called Music and Ideas, in which I discuss things and then play the piano. It's work logs, which are basically just video recordings of me working. And it's sheet music for my compositions. So that's what's on the exclusive content page right now. I would greatly appreciate if you supported me in some way. Someday, not any day soon, I assume, but someday I'd love to make a living from doing just this, just having a website and posting stuff that I think is cool or creative or interesting, and being supported by you know, some number of monthly subscribers through this system. So that's my my pitch to you, I suppose, my NPR style donation pitch, and on to other stuff. So this month I had a piece recorded by the tubaist, Tyler Woodbury. Tyler was a student at UMass that I worked with for a number of years, and Tyler is wonderful. He's a very talented and very disciplined tuba player. And I reached out to him because at one point he played an early version of this piece. This is a piece for tuba and harpsichord, which is about the weirdest combination I could think of. And he played an early version of this, but unfortunately that day when we tried to record it, the harpsichord was tuned to Baroque tuning. So it didn't work. So he knew the piece. I reached out to him. I was like, hey, you know, could I commission you to record this? And he did, and it sounds great. So you can hear that for free. The sheet music is for subscribers. I uploaded another video of Donald this month. Donald, my brother, is the guy I'm caregiving for, and he was my first piano student back in high school. And every so often, he'll finish a piece and we'll record a video of it. And so he learned an arrangement of Minuet in G by Beethoven, and I've got a video of that. It's about a minute and a half, and it's good to see him play piano. There's something very, very sweet about it, and I'm very proud of him because it's a lot of work for him to put a piece together, but he manages to do it. So go Donald. And also on the students page, this is all on my website. This is under students. You can see older recordings going back to 2018 of my piano students making music. And finally, I've uploaded two new items to my audio store. The first is called Magical Breeze, which is a kind of a fantasy style piece that loops. You can loop it as many times as you want. It will be seamless. It features harp and strings and flute, pretty much. And I'm trying a new format for the audio store. I should explain, the audio store is for people who make media. So if you make videos or audio that needs music or games, these items, these products, are available for license. Basically, if you are willing to subscribe for $4 a month, and $4 is way less than you'll find on even cheap royalty-free libraries for most music. If you subscribe for $4 a month, you can do whatever you want with the music, right? You can put it in your videos. You can use it for any kind of media, I think. You can, and there's no limit to the number of views that your video can get for this license. There's no weirdness about exclusivity. You can use it as many times as you want. The only thing I ask is that you don't pass it off as your own work. Please give credit to me as the composer. And so that's what I'm doing with this audio store. And I uploaded two new items. I uploaded Magical Breeze, and then I uploaded this new piece called Near Infinite Tenderness, which is for solo piano, also a loop, a much longer loop. And this was a bit of a challenge. This piece was, it uses the soft qualities of the piano to an extreme degree. It's a little bit like Debussy or maybe like Satie's Gymnopédie or something in that ilk, where it's like, it's about as soft and gentle as you can get. But of course the volume is normalized, so you can hear everything, but it's soft in the sense that the timbre uses the timbre is a result of the soft end of the piano. And so it was in some ways a challenge actually to pull this off musically, because within a very small dynamic range, I tried to create some contrast, an appropriate amount of musical contrast. I would say this would be useful for a video that featured something maybe like a baby or something very small and precise, something that was adorable or in some other way sweet. This music has a slightly melancholy flavor to it as well, so it would be useful for something that was a little bit sad or wistful as well. So that was my thinking for that item. I have a number of other pieces I would love to upload, but I'm sitting on them for a little longer, because sometimes I find that I'll write a piece and I'll think it's amazing, and then I'll come back to it a week later and I'm like, this is just garbage. So I'm trying to keep that in mind, that my own opinions about my music change very quickly once I get away from it for a little bit. So I would expect, even with the move I'm making soon, I would expect to upload a couple more items this month to the audio store. And with that, that's all I wanted to talk about today. I've already given you the pitch, but if you like this material, please consider subscribing to the website. And regardless, if you're on my mailing list, if you're a friend or family or part of another way my support community, my network of support, as they say, thank you. You know, it's amazing to reflect and feel gratitude for the people in my life that stay in touch, the people in my life that are there for me. And I would hope that any of you would feel that I could be one of those people for you as well, right? So I'll pay it forward. And yeah, I'll leave it there. Thank you for watching. I think the next time you see me, I'll probably be on the road, actually. I'll probably do this from like a hotel room or something, because I'm trying to do these mailing lists videos at the end of the month, once a month. So I would expect to do this sometime again in like May 25th to 30th, something like that. So to be continued. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your interest in my work. Take care.